Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Isaiah 9:6.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Christmas is just around the corner, and once again we'll celebrate the birth of Jesus. Nativity scenes and Christmas cards picture him lying in a straw-lined manger, a helpless newborn fully dependent on his parents for survival. To be sure, Jesus was that, but this helpless newborn was so much more. The prophet Isaiah foretold the Messiah's coming, and the Holy Spirit inspired the words used to describe him. First, Isaiah said, "For to us a child is born." These words revealed Jesus' humanity. He had to be born as a baby. This was a necessary part of his coming to reveal to us what God was like. He had to become human in order to fully identify with our weaknesses and to die on our behalf. None of these things would have been possible had Jesus not been fully human. Isaiah also said, "Unto us a son is given." This infant was the second person of the Trinity. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Father gave the Son to be the perfect sacrifice needed to remove our sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. These two statements combined tell us that the infant lying in the manger was fully man, yet fully God. Apart from this, he could not have made our salvation possible. The next description, "the government shall be upon his shoulders," tells us something else about this child in the manger. His kingdom is far different from earthly ones where power can be misused for selfish gain. Christ's kingdom is established in justice, mercy, peace, grace, and joy. It often works quietly behind the scenes now, but someday Jesus will return to establish his kingdom in the sight of all, and he will reign over it forever. The rest of today's verse refers to the child's name. Within the context of culture and history, a name did more than identify a person. It revealed his character. So the names listed here were given so that we might understand his very nature. So first, Isaiah described the child as wonderful. 700 years later, this prophecy came true. Jesus performed miracles that left onlookers in awe. He taught with wisdom and power unsurpassed to this day by the world's greatest scholars. Everything about Jesus is wonderful. His ability to understand and heal our heart's deepest hurts, his compassion for the underdog, his willingness to address injustice and to confront hypocrisy, his example of living surrendered to the Father's will. The more we get to know him, the more he fills us with wonder and awe. Isaiah described the child as a counselor. This word denotes someone who is wise and able to give good, sound advice to those with problems. It even suggests a military advisor who gives help in planning a strategy. Jesus embodied this prophecy. Isaiah 11:2 says, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." This is Jesus, and he's the one who has the answer for every problem we will ever face. He listens to us when we pour out our hearts to him, and he guides us in the right way. We just need to listen to him and do what he says. Isaiah described this child as Mighty God. The Hebrew name used for Mighty God is El Gibor, and it reflects the idea of a hero warrior. Jesus came as a helpless baby, but he supersedes everyone in power and valor. No one can stand against him. No one can defeat his purposes. What a gift to us! Jesus is mighty on our behalf. He fights for us. No force can stand against him, and nothing can defeat his purposes for our lives. This child is the everlasting Father. This speaks to the truth that he is eternal, therefore he alone is qualified to offer the gift of eternal life. But it also speaks to the intimacy of the relationship he offers to us. He embodies all the characteristics of an excellent father. He cherishes us. He cares for, provides for, and protects us. He's our papa, our daddy, and his commitment to our well-being never changes. Finally, this child is the Prince of Peace. As the prince, he is the leader or commander who came to reconcile holy God and sinful humanity. Because of who he is, we can experience peace with God. We can also experience inner peace when we feel afraid. We can have peace in every part of who we are, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. Jesus came to give us these gifts, but more than that, he came to be our peace. Ephesians 2:14 says that he himself is our peace. We might hope to find peace in other relationships, in having a big bank account, in holding down our dream job, but we will only find disappointment. True and lasting peace is found only in the person of Jesus Christ. He is our peace. As we celebrate Jesus' birth this Christmas, let's remember who this baby in the nativity scene is. He is the God-man, fully God yet fully man. He is wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Let's celebrate him with joy. May I pray for you? God, open our eyes to see the beauty and magnificence of the Christ child this season. Although he was a helpless newborn, he was Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. As we celebrate Jesus' birth, help us remember his true identity and nature. And may that knowledge fill us with joy today and hope for the future. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.